We are about to reach the longest period of time other than summer vacation when school is out, in this case for Christmas break, and young people have that structured part of their lives absent for that period of time. And as most recent stats show, this free time doesn't always lead to wise decisions, especially when it comes to safe driving. Now, if I mention the term impaired driving, do you just think about alcohol? Well, if you do, you're overlooking a far bigger picture that my first guest today is here to discuss. He is the president and CEO of SAD, which stands for Students Against Destructive Decisions. Rick Bird, how are you today, Rick?
Good. How about you? Thanks so much for having me.
Well, good to have you here. It's SAD, SADD.org. Learn more about the work of Students Against Destructive Decisions, and more importantly, for your school district, have them bring their programs into your district and set up organizations to prevent some of the decisions that we see this time of year, Rick, because we see stat after stat of teen drivers, youth drivers, the decisions they make, the conditions that they have to drive in sometimes, especially in more rural areas where the roads aren't always the best and the driving experience isn't always top notch. There's a lot of ugly scenes that can happen this time of year.
That's right. We've been working for over 40 years to try to educate teens about the dangers that they face behind the wheel, certainly around impairments, but also distractions, passengers, substances that they might use beyond alcohol. As you said, there's a lot that's going on right now, and that's why we've released some new resources this holiday season, one of which being Pumpkin Spice and A Bit of Advice. It's a new resource for parents and how to start some of these conversations during the holiday season. As you said, school is out, so there's more time for young people to be present, to celebrate the magic of the season, but also a great opportunity to talk about these things, to also talk about the intersection between traffic safety and mental health, and to advocate for making sure that young people are getting the resources that they need to handle depression, anxiety, and other things that not only affect their mental health, but also how they drive. We've got that and much more on our website, www.sadd.org. Everything we do is free. We're here to support all the schools and communities across the country, including the 8,000 communities across the U.S. that already have a SAD chapter in their schools.
Parents probably think back to their driver's ed days in school, and basically the safety advice and guidance pretty much boiled down to some of those really gruesome and graphic driver ed films of obviously serious car wrecks that were real life, and they were just hideous scenes. It takes more to get through to kids to make the impression needed and the understanding to really take root, because again, we look at the stats and we look at marijuana, more and more states having it more accessible, not just alcohol, as I said in the introduction. It's just one more tool for poor decisions to wind up being made with.
That's right, and it's so oftentimes the case where young people don't just choose alcohol or cannabis, they mix the elements together, or they mix alcohol with prescription drugs. And what folks need to realize is that this is not just 1 + 1 = 2, it's 4 to the 5th times B to the second with a dividend of 6. But I say that because it affects, all these substances affect us all differently, and when you put them together, there's a chemistry lesson here, right? Cannabis, alcohol, those are all what we call depressants. And so they're meant to depress our central nervous system, but they do that differently. The effects of THC, the active ingredient in cannabis, have different impacts, depending, much like alcohol, on your weight, on your tolerance, on the things you've eaten or consumed along with it. But also, it has a tendency to remain in the system much longer. You can't just use cannabis and then just sleep it off. That active THC is going to be in your system sometimes for days, depending on how your body processes it. So it's an impairment that can last longer, that can be quite different, but still packs quite the risk. And as you said, as more and more states are legalizing and engaging in that conversation, we want to make sure that parents are engaging in a conversation around these subjects. They're using our Passport to Safe Driving to talk about not only the skills, but also the scenarios that young people are going to find themselves in this holiday season and beyond, and that they're setting mutual expectations. Our Contract for Life is a great resource that's meant to start that conversation, to set up what those expectations of rewards and punishments would be for infractions, and to also create a shared understanding that if a young person is ever in a dangerous situation, they know that they can call mom, dad, brother, sister, grandma, grandpa, pastor, coach, whomever it might be, to get them out of that situation. Yeah, there might be consequences, but there won't be judgment in that moment, and there will be help on the way.
Rick Burt, who is the president and CEO of SADD, Students Against Destructive Decisions, at SADDSADD.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. And important information, too, in New Jersey, driving under the influence of any level of marijuana is illegal. There was a report recently from the New Jersey Poison Control Center, part of Rutgers New Jersey Medical School, put out probably the best advice. If you're using marijuana, don't drive. Pretty simple to understand, but yeah, some people just, again, the obvious escapes too many people. And, you know, there can be a pushback when something is done right. You mentioned, too, that distractions can be caused, especially for an inexperienced driver, of having too many people in the vehicle at the same time. There was a program that if a teen was going to be driving the family vehicle, there'd be a small rectangular red sticker that would be applied to the license plate. So police would see, oh, wait, there's five people in that car. That's three more than the state law allows. Stop them, direct them, get them home. There was a big pushback on something even like that. So what are the challenges to make sure that people who are supposedly going to be the guidance counselors and family and elsewhere, they understand that steps have to be taken to be proactive, not to always push back at that proactive effort?
Yeah, that's well said. The graduated driver's licensing laws are what you're referring to with that placard that went on license plates. What we know is that GDL contains several key elements, not just the number of passengers, which is an important one, but also nighttime driving restrictions, other provisions that are designed to keep a young person safe and slowly introduce them to the risks that come with being a driver. Again, when we look at New Jersey law, it takes thousands of hours to become a manicurist or a barber or a mortician, but it takes just a couple dozen to get your license. And we know there's a clear correlation that the more time a young person spends practicing with a caring adult behind the wheel, the less likely they are to be involved in a serious crash. And so much of that is just due to learning, what do I do when I'm merging and I need to get over? What do I do when I'm taking dark backcountry roads? What do I do when I face snow or inclement weather? Because so oftentimes that period of learning is, you know, just a few short months. And so it's important to make sure that this holiday season, it's a great opportunity to get back out on the road with your teen. Even if your teen is 17, 18, they've been driving for a while, I still encourage parents to put their teen in the driver's seat when they're driving to the grocery, when they're driving cross country on a family road trip, they're going over the river and through the woods from There's My Country, or my holiday illusion this episode. Wherever you're going this holiday season, a great opportunity to put the teen in the driver's seat and then to, you know, make some mental notes of how they're driving. And then when they're safely parked, debrief with them. Say, hey, you didn't stop that for a proper amount of time when we were at that stop sign. I noticed you were tailgating. I noticed that you were struggling with left turns. You seemed to be speeding. Parents, don't forget that the number one influencer of acceptable driving behaviors is you. Teens are watching. They start watching the minute we turn that car seat around, and they begin to watch whomever is behind the wheel. And when you apply makeup, when you eat your lunch, when you're balancing the checkbook, yes, I've had parents admit to balancing the checkbook. Whatever you're doing behind the wheel, teens begin to associate that. And even how you drive, if you have a little road rage, if you speed, if you don't make that full stop at that stop sign, teens begin to pick up on that habit, and they inherently are going to drive in the same way. So parents, my message to you is also, be the driver you want your teens to be. There's never been a more important message to get out to young people and to parents as well.
So give the step-by-step. What does either a student, a school administrator, or parent need to do to bring a chapter of Students Against Destructive Decisions into the school district and into their community?
Yeah, it's easy and free. Two of the most important things for our educators who are joining us. First, head to www.sadd.org. You'll create an account in what we call MySAD. It's our membership portal. Once you've got that chapter created, you can begin to add students to it. You know, obviously, you want to get school administration on board. We have a guide that you'll have access to there to be able to do that, how to start that conversation with a principal or a superintendent to get that administrative buy-in. Once you've got buy-in, you can start adding those students, as I mentioned. And then we have a full year's worth of curricula that you can use. Everything from driving safety to eating disorders, mental health, tobacco education, volunteerism. We certify millions of hours of volunteering. each year for our members. So there's opportunities to get additional scholarships, to participate in contests. We give away hundreds of thousands of dollars in prize monies each year. So there really are massive amounts of benefits being a member of SAD. All of it's on our website. To get started, just visit www.sadd.org.
So here's the plan for you listening. Why not take the time during the Christmas break to organize, plot and plan, construct all this so when school goes back in session in January, think of that as a New Year's resolution for the school community. Safer, more wise, more responsible, structured behavior, safety for all points, because a poor driver doesn't just harm themselves, they create victims. It spreads quickly and way too easily. You can learn more about all this at the website for Students Against Destructive Decisions, SADD.org. We've been joined by the president and CEO, Rick Burt. Rick, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a very happy holiday season.
And likewise to you.